What are you working on next?
Well, in the years since Forbidden Archaeology came out, I've gotten information about a whole lot more cases. So it's enough to make a new book. Of course, it takes me a long time. I'm calling the book Forbidden Archaeology 2 as a working title. It takes me a while to put these things together.
Because they're large books. Thorough.
Yeah. You know, they're big books, and I have to do the research, you know, because I have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's and things like that. But it's very interesting that some of the information that I'm getting is coming from listeners of your show and shows like yours. It's very, very interesting. For example, one listener wrote to me, you know, after hearing me on your show, I believe it was a couple of years ago. He wrote, "You got a great book," and he's from Oregon. He said, "Here in the Waldo Mining District near O'Brien at the Easterly Mine, stone bowls and pestles were found in cemented ancient riverbed. They were so firmly cemented, the miners had to remove them with extreme care. Again, thank you for the great book." So I asked him, all right, I wrote back to him, and I said, okay, you told me about this case. Do you have any kind of documentation about it? So he sent me a newspaper article, a very interesting newspaper article from the year 1904 from the Rogue River Courier up there in Oregon. And the title of the article was Relics of Ancient Age, Mortars of Prehistoric Time Found in Weimer Brothers Mine. So the report gave very detailed information about the geological situation where these artifacts were found. So they're found in old gravel of an ancient river channel, 50 or 60 feet below the surface, firmly embedded in a cemented gravel near the bedrock. So then from that information, I went to some scientific reports. I began looking at the scientific geological reports about that area to see if I could get any idea how old those particular layers where the human artifacts were found. And it turned out they're over 2 million years old. You know, so that's one of the cases that will be in this book that I'm working on now, Forbidden Archaeology 2, and I think it's very significant. It came to my attention through one of the listeners.